It's the end of an era in the Bronx. Yankees captain Derek Jeter has announced the upcoming baseball season will be his last. In a post on his official Facebook page, the 39-year-old shortstop says he is 100% sure of his decision, especially after enduring a tough 2013 season during which he battled a recurring ankle injury. Over the course of a 19-year career, all with the Yankees, Jeter has become one of the most beloved athletes in New York City's history. We're joined now by Stephen Goldman. He's the baseball editor at SBNation.com and spent more than a decade as the founding editor of the blog The Pinstripe Bible. Stephen Goldman, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Jeter's been the starting shortstop for shortstop for the Yankees since 1996, when he won an award for Rookie of the Year. In that time, the team has really enjoyed an astonishing run of success. 5 World Series titles, 8 pennants, 17 playoff appearances in 19 seasons. Tell me how vital Jeter was to that success.
He was hugely important. One of the areas that the Yankees really struggled in as they came out of the winning teams of the 70s into the 1980s was finding an heir to Bucky Dent, who of course hit the famous home run in 1978 and was an excellent glove besides. And they tried player after player, either players they brought up from their system like Bobby Meacham or guys that they got from other organizations like Spike Owen or Mike Gallego or Tony Fernandez, but they never had that all-around player who would really cement the team. And it was a very fortunate thing that at a moment in time when the Yankees were, and this is not typical of the Steinbrenner family ownership, were willing to embrace a young player, that Jeter was available there in the draft for them to take him and make his way to the majors.
Where does Jeter fit in the pantheon of Yankee greats?
Well, he's easily the greatest shortstop in Yankees history. They never really had that all-around guy, and no disrespect intended, say, to Phil Rizzuto, who belatedly went to the Hall of Fame more for kind of his all-around contributions to the franchise than just his playing career, or Dent or Gil McDougald or any of the guys who came before Jeter. But he was really the first career shortstop that they had who could both hit the ball at an MVP level, field the position at least fairly well in the early years. His lateral movement fell off pretty hard as his career went on, but even then he was such a good all-around hitter that any ground balls that might have gotten past him didn't harm the team any.
He's been a reliable hitter. He's been a great fielder. He's been a great captain of the team. Can you tell me about his personality, what he brought to the Yankees personally?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Derek Jeter from the point of view of a guy who plays in a media capital like New York is that he's very closed off. He's reminiscent of what I think Joe DiMaggio must have been like for people covering the game in the 1950s, in that, you know, Jeter is a master of not saying a whole lot. And one of the real
Isn't that refreshing?
It can be, but one of the ironies, I think, of the Yankees and the Alex Rodriguez thing we just went through is that I think in some ways he wasn't necessarily being honest, but Rodriguez at least tried harder to say something of meaning when he spoke, even if what came out wasn't always that attractive. Jeter is more about kind of the boilerplate baseball commentary, but his real example came from playing hard, playing every day, resisting taking a day off. Particularly Joe Torre in the early years would try to slow him down a little bit sometimes. He was a guy who went all out all the time and really set an example for that franchise.
And hasn't so far during his career caused a lot of controversy off the field.
No, none at all. I mean, people, you know, will make the odd joke about his longtime bachelor status and his dating habits, but no, he's not controversial in terms of personality. He's played clean, he's played hard, and again, given the level of excellence that he's had, you can't ask for any more than that.
Do you think Jeter should have hung up his cleats maybe 2 or 3 years ago?
I think that the issue might have been for the Yankees to take him off of shortstop a little bit, give him some more time as designated hitter, because as I said, his lateral movement was never the best part of his game. And that's a problem for a shortstop, particularly an aging one. And then as the ankle injury became a problem last year, obviously it's a defense first position. Jeter hit well enough at his best, as I said, that didn't matter. A ground ball past the shortstop is really just a... and it might score or it might not, whereas Jeter at the plate might hit a double or a triple or a home run, and that would more than make up for that. But as time went on, they were understandably a bit reluctant to challenge him in that regard or to possibly embarrass him in that way.
Briefly, Stephen, is Jeter a first ballot Hall of Famer?
In a fair world, he absolutely is.
Stephen Goldman is the baseball editor at SBNation.com and founder of the Pinstriped Bible. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
And we apologize, listeners, for some of the distortion in our audio connection with Stephen Goldman. This is WNYC.